Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thank you. How big was it to get the win last week for you guys?
Oh, man. We needed that in the worst way. Quite simply, I mean, you lose three games in a row. That's, you know, games that, you know, we went into, we thought, hey, we got a good shot in every one of them. And, you know, quite honestly, we got, it wasn't even close, you know, in some of those. So, it was just good to get back and get a win.
What do you think was different about this one than maybe that during the three-game losing streak?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we took care of the football. I think that was a big thing. We stayed out of, like, negative plays against our offense, and I thought we controlled the game with our offense. So that was the biggest thing. Obviously, we made the big play on special teams with the punt block, which was a momentum changer. And then, our defense was playing well early, and then, we had some breakdowns, and, we're just fortunate that our offense was able to bail us out.
Rex, we were talking to Ron a couple weeks ago, and he was praising your dad a lot, praising you and your brother a lot. Just what's the relationship like with you and Ron?
Well, obviously I have a great deal of respect and admiration for Ron. He's a tremendous coach, and, you know, I go way back to when he was playing, you know, for my dad and things. But, I never knew him that well. But obviously I followed him through his career. It's a tremendous coach. And, I love the way his players play. I mean, they play hard as heck for him. And I think that's the sign of a good coach. And obviously, you look at what he's done in this league defensively is something that I've always respected as well.
He was talking about how Buddy would kind of, not necessarily, I don't want to say dote on him because coaches rarely dote on players, but, you know, he was talking about how Buddy and he were very close. Do you remember any of that, any stories from your dad about Ron in his playing days?
Well, the thing that obviously that jumps out at you is, he was really a smart player. I remember my dad saying they drafted the same year Wilbur Marshall and Ron, and my dad was more impressed with Ron because it just took to it immediately. He was so, smart. He knew the game, great instincts, all that. Never needed reps. Like that's something that's tough to find, and that is a guy that you can plug in even without practice reps, and he can go in and play multiple positions. But that was something about him, was his versatility. Obviously, he had the he's a tough guy. And, was a physical player, which, obviously my dad always appreciated. But it was more, his brains than brawn that really impressed my dad.
I know you usually get this question a lot about your brother, but this Panthers team is coming off a game in which your brother just coached against them. I don't know how much you two talked during the season, but how much would you take from this past game, and would you even communicate with Rob at all this week?
Oh, yeah, without question, I've already talked to him and things. Our defenses, they're two, different defenses. He has his own style, so do we. But again, without question, I've already talked to him about, the things that he picked up, just anything that you would do against any opponent. But in particular, he just played him this past week. So, yeah, absolutely, I've definitely already talked to him.
Looking at the Panthers on tape, what do you see?
I see a team that's playing great complementary football. And with that, I mean, they know who they are, and they're playing to it. They run the ball effectively. They're going to lean on the run. And then they still have about as many vertical plays as any team in the league. So, that's something you're aware of. Obviously, you got a special young man at quarterback that has, some unique abilities, some unique skill sets. They're taking advantage of that. But the thing that jumps out at me is there's two things offensively that, sometimes I don't think they get the credit they should on offense. They've had more 5-minute plus drives than any team in the league I think 27 at over 5 minutes a drive, and how they're converting third downs. You know, they're almost at 50% on conversion rate on third down. And obviously a lot of that has to do with, you know, they got, you know, you got Steve Smith in there, catches a ton of third down balls, you know, great competitive guy, and then, you know, tougher than heck. And then you have, but you got Cam will run with it, you know, as well. You know, so those are, he's run for some key third downs for him as well. So, you know, it presents a lot of problems for you. And then defensively, you know, the young man from Boston College, you know, Keekly, I remember looking at my report saying, you know, when he came out, I called him a tackling machine. And it was like, you know, you never saw him play a whole lot of man coverage in college and all that, but certainly has the physical skill set. You know, he's been, you know, if he's not the best middle linebacker in the league, I'm not sure who is, because he is, you know, what a great player. And there's another young man that I never really knew until we started getting ready for this game, and a guy that in my opinion is playing like a Pro Bowl player, and that's Hardy. You know, I think he's a guy, and hey, his sacks, he's got 7 sacks or whatever, but trust me, he's a huge factor for them and the reason they're successful. Obviously, you got Johnson on the other side, but the guy, I mean, Hardy's the guy that jumps out at me that, you know, everybody knows Johnson, but who is this guy? And he reminds me of like Michael McCrary that I used to have. He just, I mean, he plays hard every snap, and he causes a ton of production. And so those two guys really jumped out. Obviously, Thomas Davis is still doing it. You know, he's a force. So those are the guys that really jump out at me.
Rex, you guys took Sheldon Richardson in the middle of the first round last year, around the same time the Panthers took Starr. You know, what did you like about Sheldon at that time, and what have you liked about what you've seen from him so far?
Yeah, I tell you what, both those guys were both sitting there, and we were excited to have either one of them. But for us, Sheldon fit us a little better than Starr did, because of the fact we have two nose tackles, big body guys like Starr, that we felt really good about. You know, we have Snacks, it's Damon Harrison, that's playing well for us, and then Kendrick Ellis. So we had two big, huge body types, but I was looking for the real, you know, athletic disruptive three technique, if you will. And that's what, you know, when John and I were looking, we, you know, immediately, you know, took to Sheldon, and he's been absolutely tremendous for us. I don't know if there's a rookie playing better than him. You know, I don't believe it. I'd have to see it.
Speaking of rookies, obviously with Starr, what have you seen out of Starr on tape?
Oh, big, powerful guy that just, you know, he's, and I've had, you know, I was blessed with a couple of these guys, you know, that are like him, the two young men that I have here, Kendrick Ellis and a Damon Harrison, and you know, had Haloti Ngata, but just big, physical, strong guys that play hard, and, you know, that's what he does.
Hey, Rex, you guys, 6 wins, but 3 of those have come against the NFC South, 3-0 against this division. What is it about this division? Excuse me. What is it about this division, and do you see anything in particular against the South?
No, I just, you know, it's just kind of the way it works out. You know, our team was so hot and cold, and, you know, we're a young football team. I'm not an excuse. That's kind of where we are. And, you know, we're really not very consistent. You know, we've been up and down the whole season, but yeah, it is something. I hope that trend continues, that we play well against the, you know, against this division. But certainly, we recognize the challenge in front of us.
Rex, can you just talk about the development and growth of your rookie quarterback, Geno Smith?
Well, again, it's been, you know, it's been up and down. You know, he's not untypical of a rookie, but it's. You know, he had a really good week last week. I think the biggest part is it starts with protection. I think if we can protect this young man, he's got the ability to make all the throws. And I think that's, you know, that's something where it has to start. We've been beat up at the receiving core. We're just now getting some of our guys back. And so I think that helps us as well. But, you know, it's certainly been, you know, we've struggled as a football team. And, you know, and Geno's play's kind of been up and down also.
Will you expect to ride out the rest of the season with him? I know, I think it was 2 weeks ago you put in Sims. Will you expect to ride out the rest of the season with Geno?
Hey, the only thing we're focused on is this game. So that's that's the only thing I could tell you that, you know, I understand, I recognize we have three games left, but we're just focused on this game. We have to improve from last week, learn from mistakes that were made, and then move on to this opponent. But that's, you know, we don't really focus on thinking, you know, that far in advance.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.